21-12. Collins leads it here after three quarters of play. They still have it here. It'll be third down and short, third and two. They've got the ball to 42-yard line. Got to think that this is definitely four-down territory here for the Titans. Nick Eads going to check back in, and he's going to check in for Kalnikas. Lucas takes it. Design quarterback run around the left side. Cuts it back inside. Got the first down and will spin out of bounds down the 30-yard line.
Nick out there. Nice block by Nick. A lot of people calling for holding, but I don't think he had his hands on the inside. But a nice block by Nick on the outside and opened up into JR.
This design run. That's the old single wing, right? That's called the old single wing, right?
A lot of what they used to do with Lawson back in the fourth quarter. Remember, he was taking just take it on his shoulders, run the football. But one thing Lawson did well was not turn the ball over.
Remember one game, I think Shelby County, I think he ran the ball about 15 or 16 times in a row, I think. Pistol formation this time. Evans directly behind Lucas. He'll turn and he's going to fake it, and we've got a false start here on Collins. So for every positive play, it seems like they compound it with a negative play. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Collins leads it 21-12. They've got it now first and 15. Driving here on the Montgomery County 35-yard line. We'll go same formation. Four receiver set, two split each side. Evans in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes a snap, dropping straight back. Feels pressure, steps up. Now he's going to try to escape pressure. Nice job by JR. Now trying to spin to the outside, down to the 15. And he will score, but it's going to be called back. Penalty flag back at the 15-yard line. But you saw really the speed JR gives you from the quarterback position. He split two defenders to take it into the end zone, but will be called back. And a legal block in the back is the call. I think when all said and done, they're going to back them up to maybe the 28-yard line. So this will make it a first and seven from the 28-yard line. Jaden Wilson also in the game here. Seen him on the defensive side quite a bit tonight. He's now on the offensive side here. Now they'll go five wide sets. Looks at ball alone in the backfield. Takes a snap. Screen pass to the left side to Maggard and threw his hands incomplete. Got to make a play.
The ball, Dalton's got a catch. The ball was thrown right. You know, where he let him right to run his hand. Dalton had a lot of room to run.
That'll make it second. I think it's closer to eight here, ball at D30 or 28-yard line. Second and eight. JR stays in the shotgun, four receiver set. Evans to his right in the backfield. JR takes the snap, pressure right up the middle. They said, he's trying to get to the outside, and we'll cut it back and have the first down inside the 20, down maybe to the 18-yard line. Brought pressure right up the middle linebacker, blitz free. JR did a good job to make him miss. And got to the outside to get the first down. Injury on the play for Montgomery County. So we'll take a quick break here. 11:23 to go here in the fourth. Collins leads it 21-12, and they're driving. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Online streaming powered by O'Brien Ford of Shelbyville and Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNRadio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Welcome back here to Montgomery County High School. Collins continues the lead 21-12. Here's Scott Corn.
Yellow. Collins comes out here first down, first and 10 from about the 19. Man's divvying that money over here. I'm ready to take some up there. Got Jacoby Evans in the backfield lined up beside JR.
So first and 10 from just inside the 20. JR rolls to his left. Good, good protection and overthrown, nearly intercepted down at the 5-yard line. Trying to hit Roseberry, and just kind of overshot him and nearly into the arm. So second and 10, Collins really needs to punch this one in, Scott. Create a little separation as we get into the fourth quarter here. Second and 10 from the 18-yard line. Lucas takes the handoff. Read option play to the right. They are spinning forward down to the 15. So he'll get 3 yards there. And I have to say, with the kicking situation, I'm sure this is probably four down territory.
We're not having Webb out there, you know, the guy that kicked the field goal three deep. You're pretty much in four down territory. It's hard to ask Jacoby to go out there and kick this distance. You know, when it's not really his, you know, number one job.
Another thing, yeah, the long snapping not been really sharp here tonight either. JR fielded a couple of those on one hop, and we got to delay a game here on Collins. So a big penalty for Collins is they'll turn a third and 7 into a third and 12. What'd you say?
I said, right, Jerry, that's got to be on the coach's side. You got to get the play in. You know, the guys are ready.
I didn't know what you said about the name. Third and 12. Lucas takes the snap. Going to swing it out here to Roseberry. Nashon got a little bit of room. Makes one man to miss. Spin move and got the first down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line.
Great call there by Jerry.
Got exactly what he wanted. Roseberry one-on-one with the defender, and he's going to win that most times. And Collins will have it now first and goal from the 4. This play here will take us inside 10 minutes to go in this one. As we mentioned, Collins got off to a hot start. Three possessions to start this one. And 3 scores on those possessions. They've been shut out ever since. We'll see if they can punch this one in as they will stay in the shotgun. Jacoby Evans in the backfield here with Lucas. JR looking on the outside looking for Maggard and incomplete as Maggard tried to come back route here on the left side. Incomplete.
Looks like Dalton kind of slipped on that turf as he come back, but good coverage over there by Montgomery County.
We'll see if the next time they go to that. Did he really play that cornerback, really played that play, and he had that variation from that where they fake that. He kind of drops back to the back of the end zone. They ran that last week for a score. We'll see if they'll go back to that. Same formation here for the Titans. JR in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looking and throws it away. They were looking, they're trying to run the same play and double coverage on Magrin on the outside. JR gets pressure up the middle, just had to throw it away.
Maybe Dalton might have ran, you know, look like me, JR was telling him after the play, go back like the play you were talking about. Maybe Dalton got confused on what he was supposed to run.
I thought with the same, they had the exact same formation. It looked like that was the play they had, but Dalton never broke back to the backside. And really, that play was broken up inside. Linebacker blitzing right through the middle. Didn't have time to complete the play. So now third and goal, ball at the four-yard line. JR takes the snap. Pressure. And ball is thrown and incomplete down at the one-yard line. Intended for Roseberry. And going to bring up fourth down. So Collins had it first and goal from the four. And has thrown three straight incompletions. And Collins going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 9:37 to go in this one. Collins leads it 21-12. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Kubota's RTV X-Series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, earning their place by setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years on select Kubota RTV X utility vehicles. Now through September 30th, 2016, call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WX. XLN programming.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. Is that a time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Ooh. Okay, let's get your hands inside.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Ryan's WXLN programming.
Collins facing a big fourth down here. They lead 21-12, but trying to cap off a long drive. They've got it now fourth and goal from the four-yard line. They'll go five wide sets. Double coverage here on Maggard with a safety over the top. JR takes a snap. Going to be a quarterback draw. JR trying to fight, spinning forward. And into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans. Good run by JR Lucas. Play for the Titans to increase the lead here. And Jacoby Evans out to complete another extra point attempt. Who is the snapper? That's not a snapper. And good handle of the snap by Lucas. Low but effective kick by Evans is good. And Collins has opened up their lead now to 28-12 with 9:30 to go in this one. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
He kicks it off, taken by Akers back at his own 10-yard line. Akers now trying to get to the outside, up to the 40. Cam Harris in pursuit, and will wrestle him down just short of midfield.
They're calling it like a low block. He's signaling block below the waist, so we'll see. Or as Larry Wingfield used to say on the Rockets PA back in the day, block below the knee.
Yeah, I swear to you. So it is a block low block on Montgomery County. That will, I think it's a 15-yard penalty, so a good break here for the Titans, as that will nullify a good return by Akers, and will back Montgomery County back to the 32-yard line. 33 yards. 28-12. Still only a two-score game here with two-point conversion. Looking to throw, trying to beat Harris over the top, and nice job by Cam Harris to knock it away, running step for step. And I think he's played really well on the outside here tonight. Trying to hit number 12, J.E. Or is that 13? Trent Toy. Trying to hit Trent Toy down the left sideline. Good coverage by Harris to knock it away. So it'll be second and 10 from the 33. Wells right back under center. Turn. He's going to hand to Harvey. Harvey is going to be upended by Jacob Phillips up the 40-yard line, maybe the 41. So it'll be about an 8-yard gain on second down, third and short here for the Indians. We are going under 9 minutes. Third and two. Well, fumbles the snap, picks it back up, and got through the first wave of Collins defenders, but will be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Caden Wilson had a chance to get him in the backfield, couldn't get him down, and we'll bring up fourth down. We're going to actually net about a half yard when that's all said and done. Going to bring up fourth and one. Good chance you're going to see Harvey with the carry right here. See if Collins can come up with a stop on here on this another fourth down play. Turns. He hands to Harvey. Makes a man miss in the backfield. He's got the first down over midfield. Still on the move down to the 40-yard line.
Good footworker by Harvey. Made a guy miss in the backfield. Then big powerful run all the way down to the 40. Nice play there by Harvey. Good Brent did that all on his own.
Head pressure right at him at the line of scrimmage. As Scott mentioned, made that man miss and went lumbering down the field once he got ahead of steam. And carry tacklers for the last 6 or 7 yards. 7:30 to go in this one. Turn. Hands to Akers, and Akers runs through two arm tackles and finally wrestled out of bounds by, I think, Nick Eves, but not until he's down to the 15-yard line. Once again, Zach Smith hobbling around, as is Jacob Phillips after the play. Dalton Maggard going to check in on the defensive side of things. He's going to check in for DJ West. First and 10 at the 15. Turns, hands to Harvey. He's hit the line of scrimmage, lumbering forward down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Now DJ Webb checking right back in. This time he's going to check in for Zach Smith, who's really been limping around the last few plays here. He'll have to hurry to get off the field, as will Andrew Lee. Turn, he'll fake it, gives it to Akers, and he is upended by Nick Eves down at the 7-yard line. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. Going to bring up third and one. Right now, the biggest ally for Collins is the clock. As the clock continues to roll, as we are under 6.5 to go. Third and one. This will be Jake Harvey time once again. Turn. Gives to Harvey. Harvey is shrugged down and flung down by Kidwell, and I think they're going to say that's a horse collar tackle. I think he had him by the jersey, though. Kidwell made a heck of a play slinging Harvey down, and they're calling a horse collar. Bad call by the officials. Did not get inside the shoulder pad. Just had him by the jersey and just slung him down. So the penalty will give Montgomery County a first down to the 3-yard line. They'll have it first and goal from there. Just had the jersey. First and goal here at the 3. Gets it to Harvey again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and will go for no gain, maybe a short loss back to the 4.
One thing about it, Collins doing a good job, you know, Montgomery County not scoring, running this clock. They're down there. They've done varied about 4 plays inside the 10. They haven't scored yet. The longer it takes them, you know, of course, the clock just keeps running with them running football.
Montgomery County, no hurry. They'll take a lot of time between plays. Second and goal, ball. They did lose the yard back to the 4-yard line. Turns. He's going to give it to Akers this time on the left side. He will walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Fifth play coming up now. That will be a 2-point conversion. 2-point conversion, and they can cut it down to an 8-point game, a 1-score game. Hinkle and Isaiah White both checking in here with this extra point, or 2-point conversion. 5:27 to go in this one, so still plenty of time. Wells under center. Motion from left to right. Going to swing it. Pitch it to Akers, and he's tackled by Stucker short. And the two-point conversion no good. So a big stop by the Collins defense on the two-point conversion attempt. Collins will maintain a 10-point lead. They lead it 28-18. 5:27 to go in this one. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Breeze approaches and will kick it hard, and nice catch by Maggard. Catches it at the midfield, goes down with it. Collins will take over from midfield here, first and 10. 5:26 to go in this one. And you, any expectation, Collins may try to run it here to run the clock.
You would think they would run the, you're going to run the football either with JR or maybe some, you know, some sweeps there with Nashawn. Hadn't really seen Jacoby run the ball too much out of the fullback position. But I would say you're going to probably see the ball in the hands of JR.
They'll come out, four receiver set. Cody Decker, the lone receiver to the right. Three receivers split to the wide side to the left. Evans in the backfield with Lucas. He's going to turn. JR going to roll, looking to throw on the left side. Looking deep, trying to hit Mackard behind the defense and knocked away. Going to be pass interference out of the 10-yard line.
Said they're going to come out and try to throw the ball deep to Maggard.
Wait for the official call. Pass interference is on Montgomery County. It'll be a 15-yard penalty. As the official step-off penalty will come to rest at the 35-yard line when they're all set.
Ball's on the 50, and it's 15 yards. Why are you even stepping off?
Funny thing is I saw the guy counting off to himself, too. I'm with you. That's kind of the same theory. If you see penalty like a unsportsmanlike and an unpenalty, they'll actually count off the 15 yards and make the other. Just some subtraction, maybe. I don't know. JR takes the snap, hands to Roseberry. Nashawn, room to run around the left side, trying to get the edge down inside the 30, down inside the 25, and will be run out of bounds down inside the 20 or maybe right at the 20-yard line. So a 15-yard gain there on first down.
I think Nashawn ran well tonight, ran hard. Every time he's got it, you know, I just don't think they really want to put the ball. You know, Jacoby, he's going to be a great running back, but, you know, late in the game, put the ball in the freshman's hands, it's kind of tough. So you're going to see JR and Nashawn, I think, here from here on out.
And you're exactly right, especially late in the game here. Two experienced players who played really since their freshman year, so already two complete varsity years here. See if they can finish this one off. 5:11 to go in this one. First and 10 from the 20. JR steps back, looking to hit Maggard down the left sideline. Over the top. Touchdown, Titans! Nice throw. Good coverage on the outside. JR just put that one in a bucket. Hit Maggard in the back of the end zone for the touchdown score, just as Scott mentioned. He thought they'd come out and run the football there a lot. So they chuck it down the field, and it looks like Jacoby Evans out for another extra point attempt. So good touchdown throw there from Lucas to Maggard. Extra point up. This one's wide left. So that'll make the score 34-18. 5:05 to go in this one. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN at WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
He kicked it off deep, taken by Pharaoh Davis back at the 15-yard line, looking for room to run, now trying to bounce it to the outside. Good pursued by Cam Harris, forces him to the outside, and then drug down by Zach Stucker and... Zach Stucker, 23. Okay. Some really good speed here tonight. So still only a two-score game with a missed extra point, 34-18. 4:56 to go in this one. Collins leads it. Montgomery County football. Turn. A hand on the right side and got room to run and finally drugged down by Zach Stucker, but not before he gets about 10 yards up to the 47-yard line. Carried there was by 21. Josh Claypool. For the Indians. First and 10. Takes a handoff, looking to throw this time. Looking for the outside, and it's complete down to Davis, down the 40-yard line, and we got a flag on the play. Another illegal man downfield. I think it was 51 was the guilty party. Way down. So the penalty will back Montgomery County up 5 yards back to the 42-yard line. They'll have first and 15. 4:26 to go in this one. Collins lead 34-18. Wells under center. Fumbles it. Picks it up. Now looking for somewhere to run with it and will be tackled by Isaiah White. Or maybe a gain of two. Coaching staff looks to the field, tells them to hurry it up. Collins. Not to hurry. They might have too many men on the field, and they will. Short game, but flags all over the field as Collins was trying to rotate defensive linemen. Jacobs and Lopez trying to check in. Hinkle and White trying to get off, and they both all got caught on the field. Yes, them guys. That's a long run. I mean, seriously. That's two guys. Three guys, so flags. So a 5-yard penalty will move the ball just past midfield, and will be second in about 7. Motion from right to left. Takes a handoff, ball's on the ground. And Wells picks it back up, fumbles it again, ball on the ground. And is still fighting for it back at the 42-yard line. I think it is recovered by Montgomery County. A big loss, loss of about 10 yards when it's all said and done. Back to the 42, and it'll bring up third down. As the clock continues to run, 3:25 now to go. Clock running. Third and 16. Hands in the backfield to Akers, and nice play by Nick Eads. Once again, played really good this second half. So he's made every big play out there.
Yeah, Jaden also out there turned it back in, too, Nick Eads. Jaden coming up from his safety position, made the guy turn it back in, Nick Eads there to finish it up. I think it's about 13 tackles so far from Nick Eads this half.
Nick continues to play well. Good pursuit on that last play. This will bring up fourth down. This will be fourth and about 16. Wells under center. Going to drop back, look to throw. He's going to throw it deep down the sideline. Harris with good position, and Davis wrestles it away, runs away, running away from a defender. Stucker trying to chase him, and will get him down at the 15-yard line. And we got a flag after the play as well, but... Harris was in great position, and Davis, much taller, just wrestled away from him and then made a man miss. Got it all the way down to the 15-yard line. Must be a face mask by the look. Personal foul. Then just back. So it'll be a half the distance penalty. Put the ball to rest at about the 8-yard line. I was running step for step. He was trying. So 2:20 to go. And going to be a timeout here, Collin. So 2:20 to go, and that's when Collin still leads at 34-18. We'll take a break. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates on select Kubota hay tools. Now through September 30th, 2016, call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
First down run by Akers. Fumbles it, picked it back up and ran it. Didn't gain much, maybe a yard. Stayed in bounds and better hurry to get off. And 34 Harvey carries and tackled by Wilson behind the line, back of the 9 yard line. 1:40 to go. And Jaden Hosen also plays really well at second half. Oh, third and goal now, ball at right at the 10-yard line. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Going to throw it deep in the back of the end zone, and incomplete. Harvey trying to catch that one. He was trying to actually throw this to the back man. Yeah. So bring a fourth and goal from the 10. 1:21 to go in it. Collins leads it 34-18. I think it was number four, Tyler Osborne, that he was trying to hit in the back of the end zone. Just like Scott said, left it short. Harvey went up trying to make a play, couldn't come down with it. Fourth and goal from the 10. Wells under center. Look to throw it in the back of the end zone, and this one is knocked down by Fitzgerald. And it's also going to be a face mask on Davis on the play. He pulled his helmet off. But a good job by the defensive back. Harris was right in position to make the last play. Just Davis just went up higher to go get it. Both guys in great position on both of those last two pass plays. 1:16 to go in this one. Now they're just going further to discuss it further.
It's 15 yards. Let's mark it off and take two knees and we'll go home.
All right. I guess it's during the play. I guess you have to take, decline the penalty. All right. So the face mask on the play's decline. There will be a turnover on downs, and Collins will take over first and 10 from the Montgomery County 10-yard line. And as Scott mentioned, really expect just a couple of knees here. I doubt that. I'm not sure the timeout situation for Montgomery County. So now they're going to put a Roseberry in the backfield here with Lucas, and he'll stay in the shotgun. Four receiver set. Turns. He'll hand to Nashawn. Nashawn cuts it back in the middle of the field. Just hold on the football. He is pushed backwards at the 10. Clock continues to run and it takes under 1 minute. And now, timeout, Montgomery County. So we'll take a quick break as well. 34-18, Collins leads it. 58 seconds to go in this one. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
It's hot in here.
That's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 290.
119 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
All right, Lucas in the shotgun. Takes the handoff to Evans, gives it to Roseberry. Nation will go for a two-yard gain, and they rolled up on the back of Seth Staples. But Seth, great man, Seth gets up, and Montgomery County will take another time. We'll just keep this one here. So Collins will open the season with the W here. 34-18, played good in spurts, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think offense got started off great there in the first quarter, 21 straight points, a couple of them, some late turnovers, you know, or some big turnovers in their own possession by Montgomery County. Came out to start the second half, took the ball down the field. JR, had a fumble. We were just trying to make a play. But I think JR has played extremely well. Three touchdown passes, I think one touchdown run. And on the defensive side, Nick Keyes really put his staple, stamp on the game in the second half. Pretty much controlled the second half and defensively, Nick Keyes had.
So the offense back out on the field with his third down play. Now 51 seconds to go. JR takes a snap. Going to look to throw this time. Looking for Maggard down the sideline, and he's got it in midfield, complete. Good catch by Maggard. Good coverage on the outside. And Dalt made a heck of a catch. That will put us at 43 seconds. Collins is out of the hole here a little bit. 39-yard pass play there. Waiting for them to reset. And they wind the clock. So Lucas now comes out. Scott in a five-wide set here with 40 seconds to go. Up 16 seconds. They are. Steps up in the pocket. Should have probably been a hole, no call. And we'll throw it away. Incomplete down to 40-yard line. I'm just afraid at this point somebody gets hurt.
I mean, just take a knee. Just go home. I'm hungry.
I echo those comments. Especially the latter part of it, especially. Now they line up in a victory formation. Takes the snap, and we'll take an E. So 15 seconds to go. Looks like both teams are headed to their respective sidelines, and Collins will open the season as they did here last year with a victory. This one much more entertaining. Last season we mentioned was a 7-0 game. And on a long touchdown was a pass from Lucas to Maggard late in the game. This one, a lot more offense, 34-18. Collins wins it. Titans win, 34-18. You've been listening to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.